One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Okay, I am a little bit hungover, so today we're going to go for some low-hanging fruit, because everyone loves a fruit who's hung low, right? In this particular case, what I mean by low-hanging fruit is that kickboxer, whose name I'm not going to say, who got arrested because Greta Thunberg stole his pizza or something. You know the one I mean? That dickhead, yeah. He's said something stupid on the internet, and I'm going to laugh at him for it. That doesn't really narrow it down, does it? God, I'm going to get some interesting correspondence off this one. I can hear them calling me a beta cook right now. Oh well. Join me, won't you? This is probably true. Please be aware that the following contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them. Okay, so normally I wouldn't care what that numpty had to say, but this time it was something of a doozy, so I'm going to have to share it with you, and I just can't not. So, the other day, his cobra-ness tweeted something, and we are still calling them tweets, because it's Twitter. Because dead naming's fine, right, Elon? Sorry, focus on one arsehole at a time, just as I learnt in my Orgies 101 class. Dickhead wrote something on Twitter. I don't really know what his voice sounds like, and I have no interest in finding out, so I'm going to guess at what his voice sounds like. He's an alpha male-y type, so probably something like this. Sex is for making children. Any man who has sex with women because it feels good is gay. Oh, my pee-pee feels good. This is great. In fact, if you're 40 with less than 5 children, you're probably gay. All that feel-good pee-pee sex and hardly any genetic legacy. I don't know where to fucking start with this one. Actually, no. Yes, I do. I'm going to start right here. Sorry. Anyway, yes, I'm back. First up, if you are calling it a pee-pee, you're probably not old enough to be using it, so put it away and come back when you can call it by its real name or any of the grown-up words for it. Because, ugh, pee-pee. Once I hooked up with a guy who asked me to suck his willy, and even that made me a little bit uncomfortable. Imagine being asked if you could put your willy in someone's bum-bum until their insides feel tickly. No, thank you. That made me feel very uncomfortable. Even saying that made me... So yeah, apparently, having straight sex makes you gay. Which, thinking about it, I had sex with a woman before I had sex with a man. And look at me. Case closed. Sorry, no, I'm getting that wrong. It's not sex with a woman that makes you gay. It's enjoying straight sex makes you gay. Because we all know that sex should be like filing your tax return or doing a really massive poo. Not much fun at the time. You just grit your teeth and get through it. But then afterwards, you feel so much more relieved, so much happier knowing you don't have to do it again. Starting to sound a bit like a meeting that could have been an email, which I suppose is true enough. There's been plenty of times I've hooked up with guys and then on the walk home been like, I should have just had a wank. Maybe Randy Andy's just having bad luck with women. We've all been there. Thing is though, Andy, mate, not to play the Uno reverse card on you, but if you're having sex with women and you're not enjoying it, that might make you gay. Or at least asexual. Either's fine. I suggest you do some Googling, take some notes, and have a long, hard bath with yourself, because it really does seem like he's this close to some kind of personal realization, doesn't it? Genetic legacy, like he's some kind of medieval king who needs to produce an heir so that he can confirm his line so the neighboring kings don't take over. Jesus Christ, give it a rest, my liege. Fuck's sake. I feel a bit bad for him, actually, because he's always going on about how many women he's bedded, and now he's telling us that he doesn't actually enjoy it. Poor lad. All those orgasms for nothing. That's assuming anyone actually has an orgasm, because if you're going to stand there and shout about how no one really enjoys sex, I'm going to assume that it's not just the bedsheets that are staying dry, if you know what I mean. And honestly, when it comes to bad sex, I am something of an expert. I've had lots of bad sex throughout my career. career. Jesus, wish I was getting paid for it. I've had a lot of bad sex for free, and that is the worst kind of bad sex to be having. And the thing is, the point is about bad sex, that you or bad anything, if you're not enjoying it, stop. Think about why. Find out what the reasons are and adjust them. That's how come I ended up having sex with men. So I'm like, sex with women, not that great. I'm actually thinking about her brother while I'm here bouncing around on top of her. Ooh, that's interesting, etc. To be honest, a lot of the bad sex I've had has come down to the fact that I'm doing it when I don't want to. Maybe you're not in the mood, or the vibe isn't right, or you just, turns out you don't fancy that person that much, but you still like grit your teeth and try and get through it, you know, like you've got to. And sometimes you just get lost in your own head and you're like, and you're not thinking about it, you're not enjoying it because you're not there in the moment. And in all those situations, the thing to do is stop. Have a rest, check in with yourself and your partner, see if everyone's having fun, and if not, can you do anything about it? And if you can't, then make your excuses and leave, or kick them out, either way. Maybe it turns out that you're not actually horny, you're just lonely, or you're having sex with this person because you think you should, and not because you actually want to. Maybe you just wanted some human contact. It happens. Maybe you've been overdoing the wanking, and so you need to give it a little while to recharge because you've kind of rubbed it raw, not talking from experience. Maybe it's something completely different. We're not machines. We do not work infallibly and perfectly every time. If something isn't feeling good, you don't have to do it. It's all peaks and troughs, isn't it? You don't have to be, oh, I'm a man, I'm always fucking, my balls always need emptying. No one is like that. Sometimes it's nice just to have a cuddle. Thing is, though, being honest with yourself about that kind of thing can be a bit scary. Doesn't seem like the kind of thing that Solid Snake over there would be interested in doing. Because then he might have to admit that however much money and sex for money and sex with money he's having, it's not filling the gaping hole. His gaping hole. Gaping hole inside him. Lost my train of thought. Because it's possible that if he starts soul searching, he might realise that however much he's been stomping around like Billy Big Bollocks telling all these impressionable teenagers that the only things that matter are big piles of money and shiny cars, doesn't actually make him happy. And then maybe you'd have to consider that money and cars aren't the most important things in life. Awkward. We've all been there. We've all thought something was going to make us happy. And then when we get it or achieve it, we're like, oh, nope, wasn't that. Turns out, and this is a bit of a spoiler, happiness comes from within. It's not something you can buy or shag or drive. It's not a number in a bank account. It's something you have to work on yourself. It takes effort and time and personal honesty and, yeah, rethinking decisions and priorities and goals. And it can be scary, but it's worth it. It's his followers that I feel a bit sorry for. All those incel teenagers who've been told by Angry Andy for the last 5-10 years that women owe them sex and that the only thing that matters is the amount of sex they're having with these women, blah, blah, blah. And then to turn around after all that and go, oh, actually, no one really enjoys it, so good luck. If I were one of those people who'd just been told that all this sex that I'm supposed to be having isn't actually that fun anyway, I might start questioning what the point of the whole thing was. But then I suppose if your role model is someone who gets kicked in the head for a living, introspection's probably not going to be your strong point. I just have to give a little shout out to the Twitter fact checkers who had to put underneath his tweet, actually, having sex with a woman is straight. Love it. This is the world we live in now. Oh God, that's depressing. You know, I like to think of myself as a sex positive person. And that's the thing, sex positive, like it should be a positive experience for everyone involved. And if it's not, you're probably doing it wrong. And the other thing about being sex positive, right, is not about having as much sex as possible all the time. It's about being positive about the amount of sex that you want to have, whether that is lots of it all the time or whether it's not. However much that is, it's okay. It's fine. Have a day off. Might be getting a bit raw. Just put it down. Think of it like working in a bakery. Yes, there are all these cakes around and it is fun to shove as many of them in your mouth as you can, but after a couple of weeks when your foot drops off because of diabetes, you might want to rethink your plans a bit. None of us is in the mood for everything all the time, and there's nothing wrong with saying, not right now. I'm going to save it till I'm going to really enjoy it. I don't want to be one of those people who tells people how to live their lives, but, and this is a little bit technical, so stay with me on this one. Generally, if you're not enjoying something, stop doing it. Oh, I hate smashing myself in the face with this hammer. Oh well, whack. Life should be delicious. Do more of the things you like doing and less of the things you don't like doing. And that changes over time. Do some stuff you enjoy. You don't need to do it all the time or it stops being fun and it just starts being a chore where you're just porking away, bored, not enjoying it. Maybe this is super obvious and I'm just pointing out something everyone knows, but this whole thing started with some dude shouting about how enjoying sex with women makes you gay, so I thought basic and obvious was the way to go. And to finish, I'm just going to reiterate my stance on the idea that enjoying straight sex makes you gay, which is this. Jesus Christ. Fuck me.
That was Probably True, the LGBTQ plus storytelling project created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you liked it, then join the Patreon, or just tell all your friends. If you didn't like it, tell me. Come at me, bro.
This week's Patreon compliments go to Peter Hens, who is so thoughtful that every time he learns the name of a new serving person, he writes it down or makes a little note of it so that next time he comes in, he can remember it. Because he knows how important it is when you're working in a service industry to feel seen and appreciated. Well done, Peter. And to Alpha Tam, who's the kind of alpha who knows to be tender and caring with his subs, because it's not just about making them feel used and degraded. It's about making them feel appreciated and supported and used and degraded. If you'd like a Patreon compliment just like these, then you can get one by signing up at patreon.com/probablytrue. There'll also be discount tickets for the upcoming show I'm going to do, which I'm going to get writing anytime soon. So yeah, sign up patreon.com/probablytrue. That's it for this week. I love you. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.